The meeting was held to gather more public input on the maps after criticism that there's been a lack of transparency in the process. Multiple county council members attended, but only one county commissioner did, Derek Dieter. He voted against advancing the maps last week and says the commissioners should work with the county council on redistricting.
My perspective since the beginning of all this is we need more community input. We need more time for people to digest it.
Due to a change in Indiana law this year that only applies to St. Joseph County, the commissioners no longer need the council's approval to set their electoral maps. About a third of those present last night were in favor of the proposed maps, saying they are cleaner and put communities of interest together. But two-thirds of the room was against the maps. Critics say they're gerrymandered because they pack Democratic and minority voters into a new, South Bend-based district while making the others righter and more Republican. Mario Sims says that illegally dilutes the power of black voters.
This is not the way we want to be known nationally, because it will draw a lawsuit. I can guarantee you that.
But questions have also been raised about the legality of drawing any maps. Under current Indiana law, counties with a population between 250 and 270,000 have commissioners elected from three districts. Effectively, that only means St. Joseph County, but the 2020 U.S. Census says the county's population is now just under 273,000, and that means legally, the three commissioners should instead run in countywide at-large elections, which would likely be more advantageous to Democrats. The county council would also change, dropping from 9 to 7 members, 4 elected from districts, and 3 elected at-large. State lawmakers could pass a bill in the 2022 legislative session that prevents those changes by adjusting the population brackets, but Indiana law also mandates redistricting be completed by the end of the year. County Council President Raphael Morton says the population change could be a factor in a lawsuit if the map passes.
These are all unknowns. We cannot predict the future, but that's an interesting fact.
The commissioners are set to have a final vote on adopting the maps during their 10 a.m. meeting this morning. Jacob Lazaro, WVPE News.